Time for another Talk O Tuesday with Amber Boyens. Did I say that right?
You sure did.
Talk O Tuesday.
Talk O Tuesday.
Who came up with that name?
I did, because we taco about nutrition, right?
And it's a Tuesday.
And it's a Tuesday.
All right. That's pretty smart, Amber. Yeah, I'm filling in for your dad today.
Yes.
So
it's fun.
I think we've done the show a couple times
we have.
In the past. Yeah. And you're my personal nutritionist that I see often. And thank you for all your help.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. What's your title again?
Registered Dietitian Nutritionist.
Nutritionist. Okay,
yes.
Good.
So.
All right. Yes, stuff. All right. You're right. Are you enjoying the warm weather?
You know, no. I wish I could say I was. I love fall.
So do I.
I love fall, Paul. So I'm looking forward to when we get just some cooler days, sweater weather.
Yep,
me I'm too. Ready for
I'm
it.
I'm with you.
I don't want to jump to winter. I want to have a nice fall.
That's right.
So, but true. Yes, I mean, it's nice. It's good weather.
Yeah. It's better than 22 below, I guess.
I will take this over that.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what's our subject today?
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about the kitchen tools and kitchen gadgets that we have in our kitchens.
Kitchen gadgets.
That's right.
Well, this is going to be fun.
Yes. So my husband, Kyle, shout out to him, actually came up with this idea a while ago after we got a cheese grater on the internet. I hate grating cheese.
Oh.
I don't enjoy grating it at all. But we got this little hand crank grater that comes apart and goes in the dishwasher and is sweet. Wonderful. And he said, hey, why don't you talk about that some week? People's favorite kitchen gadgets.
That's cool. Good idea, Kyle.
It is a good idea, Kyle. And statistically, people are more likely to cook at home if they've got things they want to use in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. So I thought we could talk just a little bit this week. I reached out to some people and got what their favorite kitchen tools are. Some of my dietitian friends, some of my family that I know like to cook. And I like to start by saying, first off, you don't need anything special to cook in the kitchen, right? We can have very basic things. We can have just, you know, cutting board, some knives, whatever. We don't need anything fancy right. to make meals in the kitchen. But sometimes if we do come across something fun, mm-hmm. it just gets us a little bit more excited about making food.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you have any things in the kitchen that you look forward to using? It's okay if you don't. I'm putting you on the spot here.
No, that's all right. I like a microwave.
Yeah.
So I use the microwave a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, we bought our air fryer, and we use it a ton when we first got it, but we don't use it that much anymore. I'm trying to think of some weird things. How about an electronic waste basket? Is that a kitchen gadget?
It is a kitchen gadget. I saw your video of
yes.
it.
Yes. I'm obsessed with that thing. I know they've been around a while, but we've never had one.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We actually have a touch faucet for a sink in the kitchen.
Oh.
I didn't even write that one down today, but I love my touch faucet
because so
I can hit it with
handle?
My wrist. You have a handle you could use, but if you leave it on, you just touch it and it turns on and off.
Sweet.
It's the fanciest thing we have in our house. So if you come over, you can try out our touch faucet.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of anything anything off the top of my head in the drawer. We just redid our kitchen. We just remodeled
Wonderful.
Our kitchen, new kitchen cabinets. And Roxy's actually putting things in different spots. So I can't find anything now.
Or put it away, right?
Yeah,
it's hard to help
right.
with the dishes.
Right. What's some of the gadgets that you have?
So my cheese grater, like I mentioned, that's probably my favorite one just because I don't like grating cheese. And this one, you just put it in the top. You crank it. It's not electric. It's just a good old-fashioned crank.
Okay.
And it locks down on your counter. One of my dietitian friends who also has young kids brought up one of her favorites is her kitchen scissors. And I thought, you know what? That's one of my favorites too. We use our kitchen scissors all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we use it for cutting up food for the kids. We use it for cutting pizza sometimes. We also have a pizza roller, but
yeah.
But
oh,
a kitchen scissors.
Scissors.
And our scissors, the important thing about a kitchen scissors, if it comes apart, so that when you wash it, there's no places in it that food is getting stuck and bacteria is growing. So having one that disassembles and goes back together is nice. But it really saves a lot of time to have that. Another one that we don't have, but that a few people brought up when I was talking about it, I don't know if you guys have one, a ground meat chopper. It's like a four...
Like a hammer thing?
Well, not a hammer, but it does kind of look like a mallet. And then on the bottom, it's got these four curved things that are going in different directions. And you use it to break up meat when you're cooking it.
Oh, no.
And they're really handy. I've used them. My parents have one, and it's really nice when you're making tacos or hot dishes or spaghetti sauce or something where you need the meat broken up, they're really handy.
Can I interrupt? I just thought of something. Of course. I just thought of something in my kitchen.
Yes.
I hate the electric can opener.
Oh.
I don't even bother with it. I go in and get the hand one because it's almost as quick. I can never. Have you ever seen a good electric can opener?
I haven't, and I've never been able to make them work right.
Right.
I love a good can opener, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things, is these basic things like a can opener or a vegetable peeler that work well. A
vegetable peeler, yeah.
We have two vegetable peelers, one that works well and one that will do the job if you need it to.
Right.
Having that clean vegetable peeler that works well is a game changer when it comes time to cook and peel veggies. So having those things that work well, a good can opener, a good veggie peeler, good knives, things like that can make a huge difference in getting in the kitchen.
I remember years ago in our big cupboard, we had an air popper. We had a popcorn. This is all popcorn. Air popper, the round popper thing we put the oil in, and just a regular pan like my grandpa and grandma used to pop popcorn. We had like three or four different popcorn makers.
And we have a tendency to collect some stuff like that sometimes. You brought up your air fryer, and I think that's an interesting one because a lot of people use air fryers. We do not have one in our house, but they are a great tool. It's kind of the air fryer is to the 2020s, what the crock pot was in the 60s, right?
No.
So lots of people are getting them. 45% of homes have air fryers when it was less than 10% in 2017.
Wow,
so
that's fast.
It is fast. Yeah. And they're becoming really popular. And they are a great tool. You can use them for a lot of different things. They usually clean up relatively easy.
It's better than using oil or, you know.
Absolutely. It can cut back a lot on some of those extra things that we put on when we cook.
Yep.
So that's a great one. An Instant Pot. Do you guys have an Instant Pot?
Instant coffee. Oh, Instant Pot. Mm-hmm. No,
like
we
a
don't.
Slow cooker,
no,
but
we don't. We got a crock pot.
And crock pots, slow cookers, those are wonderful tools to have in your kitchen, especially if you're tight on time. You throw it in the morning, it's ready in the evening. I was afraid to use our Instant Pot for a long time because I had an irrational fear that it was just going to explode like a pressure cooker.
Okay.
But they're so handy. We have a handful of recipes that cook so fast in our Instant Pot.
Is that where it makes it double time, double fast?
It's so like we'll do shredded chicken in there relatively often. That's one of the things I send with for lunches instead of lunch meat is shredded chicken. And for any farmers out there that are looking for something a little more nourishing to put on sandwiches, shredded chicken or shredded beef or shredded pork are great options. And the Instant Pot can do that really quickly.
In minutes.
In minutes, instead of leave. But you certainly can put it in the crock pot overnight or during the day, and it'll the same thing will happen. It just takes hours instead. So it kind of depends on what works best for you. What about an immersion blender? Have you ever used one before?
What's that?
So an immersion blender is like a stick blender that you can put into something, into a pot.
Oh.
And it blends it.
Yep.
Those are great for making soups, sauces, dips, marinades, all sorts of stuff.
I had the old hand with
the hand mixer.
Hand mixer.
Yeah.
But that's just the modern day.
So this is different. It actually blends it and purees things.
Oh, okay.
But a good hand mixer is also an important thing to have. So that's another great one to have on hand. But the immersion blender was one that got brought up a lot when I was talking to people. A mix and scrape, that one is specifically from Pampered Chef. But it's just a couple people brought it up. It's a spatula that's also more concave like a spoon.
Oh.
So it just works a little bit better. So again, having those tools that just make things a little easier can make it more fun to get in there. Toaster ovens or little mini ovens, if you're...
We don't have one either
right now, but we're cooking for a family of four or five.
Right.
If you're cooking for just one or two, sometimes it can be nice to have something small instead of making those bigger dishes. And you mentioned a microwave. You know, microwaves, some people... there's some negative information out there about microwaves, but it's not really true. So some people are worried about what it does to our food or it takes the nutrition out of our food. But actually, the shorter cooking time that we have when we put things in a microwave actually retain more nutrition than when we cook for longer periods of time for our heat-sensitive vitamins. So again, none of these are essential to have in your kitchen. Right. But if you are looking for a gift for somebody, or you're thinking about what you want for your next birthday, or you come across something at a rummage sale or a thrift store, because these things pop up at those places relatively often.
Right.
It can be fun to have them, a spiralizer, a bread machine, a rice maker. Whatever you make a lot of in your meals, finding the things that make that fun can just be a great way to keep you at home, increase the nutrition in your meals, incorporate the family, all of it.
Good. So, yeah, that's a great subject, Amber. I'm going to ask the listeners, what is your favorite kitchen gadget?
Yes.
Post it on our KOKP. We'll post this on our KOKP Facebook page.
Yes, and we'd love to hear it. Share what gets you into the kitchen, what gets you excited about cooking. We did a few weeks ago about having a clean space in our kitchen, so we want to be in there.
Yep.
But now let's talk about those tools, those things that just make life easier, make cooking fun, and get you in there.
Yeah, speaking of kitchen, my wife loves a clean kitchen before she goes to bed. No dishes, dirty dishes, countertops clean.
It's a good way to do it. You wake up to a nice, clean space for a good quality breakfast.
All right. Kitchen gadgets.
That's right.
I'm going to be thinking about this. I know I got a lot of kitchen gadgets that I can't think of right now.
I know. Open up your drawers at home and see what's in there that you haven't used for a while.
I do have a favorite spoon, a big spoon I use. I use that same spoon all the time.
We all have our favorite utensils, don't we?
Yep.
Favorite bowl, favorite plate, favorite mug.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, Amber, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
And that's Amber Boynes with
IMU Nutrition.
Yep. And you have a website?
I do, imunutrition.com. That's IMU Nutrition.com, or on Facebook at IMU Nutrition. And hop onto the KLQP Facebook page and let us know what your favorites are.
All right. Thanks, Amber. Talk to you next time. Amber Boynes with another Talk O Tuesday.